Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Gary Hunt, staring down the barrel of your second season now as Waterford women's manager, how are you feeling?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We've obviously got the first season syndrome out of the way now, and we can look to try and make some progress in year two. So, as I said, we're excited. We've started back now. We're working hard in pre-season, and we're looking forward to the first game of the season, which is a home match this season, and it's a South East derby with Wexford. So we're looking forward to that.
I suppose, coming into this season, do you feel that you have a bit more control over the way in which your squad can play because you know what worked from last season and what didn't work?
Yes, look, we'll still be, for the most part, we'll still be young, but what we will say to those young players is now they've got a year under their belt of understanding the type of player they'll come up against, the intensity level of the player they'll come up against, so that we'll see progress, you know, and I think we will. I'm looking at training in pre-season, and I think it's been really good that the intensity levels in comparison to maybe this time 12 months ago is in a different place. So we're really hoping that we can carry that. We spoke a lot last year about consistency, so that'll be one of the main aims this season to bring to the table. And if we do that, I think, as I said, we can definitely show a little bit more progress than we did last season.
I suppose that continues on. What I'm gathering is that you're happy with the position the squad is in this year as opposed to where you were last year.
Yes, I think so. It was probably late pre-season last year when we really kind of nailed down the squad and things like that. So there was a lot of unknown, you know, weeks two, three, four in pre-season. Whereas now it's we're in a little bit of a better place for that. And as I said, hoping we'll see the benefits of that. Maybe not in the short term, but definitely over the long term. Because the season, as we know, is a marathon and it's not a sprint. You know, we'll look forward to each game as it comes. And as I said, we'll hopefully surprise people too. And make some pace up that table and hopefully, you know, be in a good place.
Obviously, the big news has been the re-signing with a lot of key players from last season. But there's been, I suppose, very little commentary on new players coming into the squad. You're obviously working very diligently behind the scenes to try and see who might be available. But for you, how have you found that task?
Yeah, look, I suppose for location for us, it's difficult, you know, to... You know, a lot of the players, especially once they leave school and things like that, go to Dublin, to university, go to Galway, you know, and it's difficult to get players maybe to come all the way down the road when they're full-time work or full-time employment or full-time studies. You know, that can be difficult for us. So it's a challenge in that sense. But look, as I said, we've got some good, very good young players in the squad. We've got some good players coming in the door, you know, and we think that we can, you know, make a little bit of a better stamp of the league this year and make a better, you know, account of ourselves, and in turn hopefully, you know, in a year's time, 2 years time, 3 years time, we can again be a bigger force year on year. And that's the aim. We want to compete in the top half of the table. We know it can't happen overnight, but we know if we lay the foundations at this time, it'll help us in the long run.
I know obviously consolidating your place in the league and kind of making sure that your competitive side is a massive aim for yourselves this year, but I remember this time last year you were kind of looking a little bit ahead to the All Ireland Cup and thinking that that could be a place where a good run could go for your own side. Is that something you'll be targeting again this year?
Yeah, look, I suppose we take every game as it comes, and obviously, you know, we'll use last season, even though there's probably been a lot of changeover managers, so it's hard to probably understand and probably guess what way teams are going to play when you have a different head coach, probably installing different philosophies on teams as well. But we'll try and use a lot of the data and information and footage from last season to help us, not only for the opposition, but also for ourselves. As I said, if we can, as I said, look first and foremost into Wexford and see, you know, who they've kept, what are the traits of their players, who we have, what are our new players, what are the strengths of those players. And as I said, formalise a game plan. And we'll do that week on week, you know, and hopefully, as I said, we'll be able to return more points than we did last season and show progress.
Obviously, you mentioned looking at new management that have come into the league as well, like in Wexford as well, mentioning the players that they've managed to keep and players that have gone. You know, how much can you look back at those two results from last season and gather information out of that that'll benefit you in this opener?
As I said, difficult, but I thought in those two games we handled ourselves really well. You know, in the first game down at Ferry Carrig, you know, a corner just on half time they scored from, and second goal, a ball over, maybe I said at the time I thought it was a foul. Look, that's football, referees have opinions on different things, that's fine. But in the second game, to be 2-0 down to score and to probably should have scored a second, so we were disappointed actually in the end not to have gotten that now that game. So I think that shows the progress we made throughout last season. I said, well, look at what players they've got now, come March 14th, hopefully we'll be able to, you know, not just have to sit back and defend for 90 minutes against them, we'll be able to have a go and hopefully maybe take something out of the game.
Obviously, one big change in particular to coaching staff, Jess Lawton goes over to Wexford.
Yeah, look, and that's the nature of football. People come and people go. As I've said to the group, we can't sit there and, you know, cry and give out about people that maybe haven't stayed or have moved on. You know, we wish them all well, as we always will. But as I said, my main concern and my main passion is about Watford and how to be the best team we can be in the league. So that's what my focus is. So anyone that's in our circle are the ones that we'll give 110% to and we'll work with till we get the best out of them.
Finally, I just want to ask, I know the first game of the season at home last year produced over 1,000 in attendance, probably won't be at the same numbers this time around, but how important will that fan support be?
Yeah, no, look, last year was obviously iconic in terms of it being our first home game against Shelburne. This year's a little bit different, but it does have the draw of it being Watford against Wexford. And I'm sure the club will push in time, you know, to try and get bums on seats for that game. I would encourage them to come in and get behind us, you know, because as I said, it's year two. I think it's going to be better than year one. I think it's going to be more enjoyable for the fans. The players are still going to be interactive with the fans after the game and stuff like that. So all of them things, you know, are going to be consistent across the board. And as I said, if we can get more results, I think it'll also drive you'll drive ticket sales. You know, if we're winning matches, people are going to want to come and see us. It's just the nature of sport and nature of football fans in general, be it men or women's, and that's what we'll try and do. You know, we'll try and take some big results this year, and we'll try and, you know, get the fans behind us off the back of those. And as I said, who knows where that'll take us.
Absolutely, Gary Hunt, thank you so much, and best luck with the season ahead.
Thank you very much, Adrian.